This is Think History. I'm Bill Goodman. As post-Civil War Americans turned their attention west in the last quarter of the 1800s, it became clear that the developing region was killing bourbon. The operators of far-flung saloons found it difficult to keep Kentucky's finest in stock, so they diluted it. A congressional investigation determined that of the 107 million gallons produced in 1896, only 2 million had not been diluted. The ancient bourbon flavor had departed, wrote Edmund H. Taylor of Frankfort, and the stomach groans under the dominion of the new ruler. Taylor, a successful distiller, began lobbying Washington for relief. He found a willing ally in U.S. Treasury Secretary John G. Carlisle of Kenton County. The resulting legislation was the Bottled in Bond Act of 1897, which provided for uniform manufacturing standards that ensured product purity, as signified by the once familiar green paper bottle seals that bore Carlisle's likeness. Carlisle County is named for him.
Think History is a production of Kentucky Humanities, where we've been telling Kentucky stories for 48 years. Learn more at kyhumanities.org.